football on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.
And welcome to the 2024 season as it's about to kick off here in Pierce City for the Houston Tigers. The captains for each team are at the midfield for the coin toss with each referee. Coaches are waiting patiently. Looks like Houston declined to receive, so they'll be on defense first as they kick off. Heading into this game, both teams are looking to improve on last year. Pierce City 2-7 coming off a 2-7 record. Houston coming off a 4-6 record, which probably was a disappointment with a 8-3 record in 2022. Tigers won the toss and will defer. So we will see Houston's offense to begin. Houston's offense is going to be led by Jordan Arthur, Bryson Jordan, and DJ Riley. Watch them in the Jamboree. We're pretty stout against each team, seeing Thayer, Willow Springs, and Mountain Grove. Lane Siegel will be anchoring the defensive line as well, number 13. And he'll see some time at running back as well. Looks like number 42, Fernando Rosales, will be kicking off for the Tigers. Back deep for the Eagles looks to be, if I can see his number, Horton Parks and Brock Oliver. And the 2024 season is underway. Takes the ball towards the left side of the field, breaks a few tackles, still on his feet, and they get him down at about the 32-yard line. Taken down by Gage Walker, number 62 of the Tigers. Pierce City on offense.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people.
It's like Kyler McWilliams at quarterback, number 8, big kid, 6'5", 180, in motion, four guys in motion, single back, motion again, hand off to the running back, and he's stopped right there at the line by a host of Tigers. Let's see who's at the bottom of the top pile for the Tigers. It's like number 13, Lane Siegel, and number 22, Braden Richardson. Jordan Arthur was in there as well. Quarterback under center again for the Eagles. One back. No motion. Takes the snap. Hands off to his back for a gain. Ooh. He fought and pushed his way for a gain of about 6. Both Tigers there on the stop. 22. Braden Richardson was there again. Third and 4 for the Eagles on their first offensive possession of 2024. One wide receiver to the short side. Hand off again. And he's stopped in the backfield by Lane Siegel, number 13, once again. Malachi Morgan was there as well. And number 10, Aaron McCarthy. No gain. Fourth down. Looks like Pierce City is bringing their punt team out. Number 23, Leighton Mack, will be punting for the Eagles. Jordan Arthur, number 1, and Bryson Jordan, number 2, back deep for the Tigers. Bad snap with a little bit of rain tonight. punter was under pressure, and he punted it for about 10 yards, if that. Houston set up in great field position so far at the Eagle 38-yard line. Tigers on offense. DJ Riley, number three, the quarterback. Lane Siegel, number 13, to his left. Two wide receivers to the left. And it looks like a freeze play there. To get the Eagles to jump offside. 5-yard penalty. So starting from the 33-yard line now, first and five for the Tigers. Come back out with two wide receivers to the right, a running back to the right, Riley. So motion, hands off to Seago. Finding room to go. Host the Eagles there. Around the left side. Close to a first down, gain of about three. Second down and two for the Tigers. Two wide receivers to the left of Riley. Tight end, wing back, and a running back to his right. Takes the snap. He's going to run it himself, and he's got room to the right. Tackled after a gain of about five. Brought down by number four, Landon Stanfield. First and ten Tigers, two wide receivers to the right, tight end to the left, running back to the right of Riley with a swing back, number 22, Braden Richardson. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, play action pass, intended for number one, Jordan Arthur. I believe he slipped there with the wet field conditions. Incomplete pass, comes up second and ten. From about the 22-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, tight end to the left, wing back to the left, running back to the right of Riley. Looks to the sideline after a fake snap. Takes the snap, hand off to Seago, who hands it right back off to Richardson for a reverse, and he is very close to the goal line. Nifty little reverse play there by the Tigers. Gain of at least 20 there for the Tigers and Braden Richardson. Inside the five for the Tigers. Lane Seago to the right of Riley. Two wide receivers to the left. Riley takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. Waiting for the call. Not in yet, so he got stopped just short. That'll be second and goal coming up for the Tigers. Riley gets the call from the sideline. Number seven, John Jordan coming in for the Tigers, replacing Caden Guerrero. Tight formation with one receiver out to the left. Running back to the left of Riley. Hands it off to Seago. And he's a big kid to take down. Waiting for the call at the goal line. Don't see anything from either referee yet. Just short still. Luke Perry, number 73, for the tackle. It's his third and goal for the Tigers from about the 1-yard line. They're in a tight formation. Direct snap to Arthur, I believe. And there he goes. Touchdown, Tigers. First of the 2024 season. Very close there to get that touchdown. I believe that was Jordan Arthur on that quarterback snap. Little wildcat formation there for the Tigers. Fernando Rosales on to attempt the extra point here for the Tigers to make it 7-0. 7:37 left in the first quarter. Waiting for the field goal attempt. Takes the snap. Kick is up. It is no good. Stay 6-0 Tigers. And we'll come back in a minute on Q94, Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Let the power of the horse work for you. Available 24/7 online or in locations across 42 cities in South Central Missouri and North Central Arkansas. The Ozark Horse Trader is working for you. From local classifieds to local business advertising, a large variety of products and services that keep moving forward. The Ozark Horse Trader, always free for over 50 years. Pick one up today.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
This is the home for Houston Tigers football, Q94. We're in Pierce City tonight as the Tigers face the Eagles. And Houston just scored a touchdown. The extra point was no good, so it's 6-0 with 7:37 left. Fernando Rosales on to kick off for the Tigers. Sends it deep to number 3, Leighton Mack. Muffed it for a second, picked it up, and then he's upended at about the 33-yard line. Looks like he might have some room there for a second. Tigers on defense once again for the second possession of 2024. Pierce City huddling up to get the play call. Starting this possession from the 32-yard line. Back in the single back formation. Motion. Number 10 is going to get the carry. That is Makai Kilbucker. Hopefully I didn't butcher that name. He got the carry there. Handed off by the quarterback, number 6, Eli Gensler, Jr. Substitution in for the Eagles. Number 2, Carson Jesperson, out for the Eagles. They're coming in with a one wide receiver to the right, one running back in the backfield, under center for the quarterback. Hand off to the running back once again. He's got some room this time. Looks like close to a first down for number 9, Evan Salazar.
Number 9, Salazar, gets the carry
again. Substitutions almost every play for the Eagles at wide receiver. Number 3, Brock Olivier out. Leighton Mack in for the Eagles. Wide receiver to the right. That's number 1, Horton Parks. He is an all-conference wide receiver for the Eagles last year. They've not thrown a pass quite yet. Hand off once again to the single back. Stopped by a host of Tigers right about maybe a couple yards short of a first down. So that's the fourth down once again for the Eagles. Let's see if they decide to punt it again, or if they want to go for it. Punting did not go well for the Eagles last time, with a almost muff punt and then a shank for a total of about a 4-yard punt, or under 10 yards at least. Official timeout for a water break, so we'll take a timeout as well. Be right back here on Q94, the home of Houston Tiger football, in 1 minute.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Let the power of the horse work for you. Available 24/7 online or in locations across 42 cities in South Central Missouri and North Central Arkansas. The Ozark Horse Trader is working for you. From local classifieds to local business advertising, a large variety of products and services that keep moving forward. The Ozark Horse Trader, always free for over 50 years. Pick one up today.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Coming out of the break, the Eagles went for it on fourth down from their 40-yard line. It was about fourth and two. There's a quarterback lined up with two running backs to his right. Quarterback took the snap, and he got the first down, taking it himself. So that's the first down of the Eagles, or for the Eagles on this season. See if the Tigers' defense can hold up and get a punt again. One wide receiver to the right, a wing back, and a running back in the back for the quarterback. Motion by number 10. Toss to number 10, Evan Salazar. And stopped for about a loss of 1 yard. The second and 11 for the Eagles. That was actually, that's Kai Bleaker, not Evan Salazar. Second and 12 from the 42-yard line. 6-0 Tigers with about 5 minutes with the clock running down in the first quarter. Back under center, a wing back and a running back. That seems to be their main formation. Takes the snap, hands off to Salazar. Stopped immediately and then got a push. Fought his way for a gain of about 4. So it'll be 3rd and 8 from the 46-yard line, their own 46-yard line of the Eagles. MJ Morgan for the Tigers on the tackle. Eagles have not attempted a pass yet and have an all-conference wide receiver from last year. Kind of surprising in my book. Gordon Parks, that all-conference wide receiver, is out wide with another wide receiver, Leighton Mack, wing back, and a running back as the quarterback is under center. Fakes the handoff. He's going to pass. Eli Gensler. He's got Mekhi Kelbaker open. Ooh, fought his way for close to a first down. Excuse my wife's reaction as there was a big block laid out for a Houston defender, and that's her reaction when she sees football. She's my involuntarily stat keeper for the season and hopefully a colorful commentator at some point. John Jordan there for the stop. Shotgun formation for the Eagles. Two running backs to the left of the quarterback. He takes the snap once again on fourth down. And I think that might be... Yep, that's a first down for the Eagles. That's their go-to play on fourth and short. Two running backs to the left or right of the quarterback. The quarterback takes the snap. Takes the ball down to the Tigers. 24 yards. We're at the 44-yard line of the Tigers now. Eagles finally made it into Tiger territory. Substitution for the Eagles. Quarterback under center once again. Running back in the back with two wing backs, or a wing back, two wide receivers to the left. Leighton Mack in motion. Number 3 in motion. That's not Leighton Mack. 24 is Leighton Mack. Flag on the play as he took the toss around the left side for a short gain. Number 3 is Brock Olivier, not Leighton Mack. What the flag is. Holding on the Eagles. Not sure which one. I was always told there was holding on every play. It just depends on if they want to call it or not. So that'll push the Eagles back. Let's see where they put the spot the ball this time. 3:44 left in this first quarter. 6-0 Tigers after a touchdown and a missed extra point. It's first down and 20 from the Eagle 44, so back in their own territory. Quarterback under center once again, running back. In the backfield motion to the right side, toss to Horton Parks. No, that's Leighton Mack. Nope, Brock Olivier. I'll get his name down one of these times. Brock Olivier might have got a gain of 1. Second down and 20. Brought down by Olivia, he's brought down by Jordan Arthur. Second Eagles coming out for 2nd and 20. Quarterback under center. One running back in the backfield, two wing back. One wide receiver to the left. Motion with a hand up off the middle. He fought his way. He dragged the guy for a few yards. Evan Salazar, that is. He did earn those yards. A gain of about 5 on the play. Third down and about 15 from their own 49-yard line.
Brought down by number 70, Devin Shelton.
Devin Shelton, number 70 on the tackle for the Tigers. Coming out of the huddle. Quarterback under center. Wide receiver to the left. Two wide receivers to the left. Swing back. And a running back in the backfield. Quarterback takes the snap. Passing, looking for Leighton Mack. Through behind him, so incomplete for the Eagles on their second pass attempt of the game. And this is too far for the Eagles to chance a fourth down conversion. 4th and 15 from their own 49, so their punt team will come out. Number 1, Jordan Arthur, and number 2, Bryson Jordan back deep for the Tigers. Leighton Mack, the punter for the Eagles. And the snap, punts it. High kick. A kick of about, it goes out of bounds. Punt of about 20 yards. Tigers will be back on offense for their second offensive possession of 2024. 2:06 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Tigers. Eagles got a little bit of rhythm on that offensive possession until that holding penalty brought them back. That kind of stalled the drive for them. Tigers are huddling up. Coming out of the huddle. One wide receiver to the left. One running back to the left of Riley. One wide receiver to either side. Takes the snap, hands off to Lane Segoe to the right side, and he's bullying his way for a gain of about 10 yards from my viewpoint. He's got a first down. That's a Tiger first down. Landon Stanfield on the tackle for the Eagles. Tigers coming out of the huddle. Same formation. Wide receiver to either side. Running back to the left of Riley. Riley's looking over the defense. Takes the snap. Hands off to Segoe. Right off the left side, right side again. And he's fighting his way for about another first down. From my viewpoint, not from the referee's viewpoint, which I'm up in the stand, so it's a little altered. Gain of about 7, actually. 7 or 8. So second down and 2 from the 45 for the Tigers. Coming out in a one wide receiver to the left formation, running back to the left of Riley. And they got the Eagles to jump offside again. So that's a free first down for the Tigers there. That's 2 times already that the Eagles have jumped offside due to what I would call a freeze play. 3 yards for the Tigers. I had to guess the Eagles might be practicing some drills next week on watching the ball on the defensive line. Tigers come out with a wide receiver to the left, running back to the left of Riley. Riley takes the snap, hands off to – oh! He faked the knee out, play action pass, completed the pass to number 21, Caden Guerrera, on a slant. That was a good play action pass right there by DJ Riley. Got a first down, so that was a gain of over 10. First and 10 from the 39-yard line as the clock ticks down with about 40 seconds left in this first quarter, 6-0 Tigers. Same formation for the Tigers. Wide receivers to either side. Officials have something to say. Wait, it's a timeout on the Tigers. We're going to take a minute break, so we'll be right back here for Houston Tiger football on Q94.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into...
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Coming back to action after that timeout. Jordan Arthur went in motion out of his wide receiver spot, took the handoff from DJ Riley, and gained about 15 yards at least on his carry. So it's first and 10 Tigers. Once again, he ran out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. That stopped the clock as well with about 28 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers leading 6-0.
First and 10 Tigers.
Tigers coming out of the huddle here. Wide receivers to either side. Running back to the left of Riley and tied in to the right side of the formation. Riley takes the handoff, hands off to Seagull, and he lowers the boom on a back linebacker. I tell you what, I've seen about 3 plays of Lane Seagull, and that just told me enough that I don't want to see him running at me. Seagull takes the handoff again from Riley as they try to get another play in before the end of the quarter. Running to the right side of the field. Brought down by Stanfield. Gain enough for a first down, probably about 5 yards. Clock stops. Oh, did not get the snap off before the end of the first quarter. So that's it for the first quarter. First quarter is in the books for Houston and Pierce City. It's 6-0. Tigers scored a touchdown and missed the extra point. We'll be back in a minute and a half on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has 2 major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Let the power of the horse go to work for you.
Need it, want it, buy it, sell it, the Ozark Horse Trader.
From our service guide, handyman work, painting, stump grinding, electrical, fencing, cleaning, and so much more.
To pets and livestock, recreational vehicles, truck and auto, and pretty much everything under the sun. Pick one up today.
The Ozark Horse Trader has it, always free for over 50 years.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Right here, starting the second quarter, Houston in Pierce City. DJ Riley takes a snap, hands off to Lane Seagull. He runs around the left side of the line, and he got a gain inside the 10, inside the 5, more than likely. Right at the 5, so a gain of about 6. It'll be second and 5 for the Tigers, as they're threatening to score once again on the Eagles. Pierce City is using the same formation, and Houston has used a lot of the same formation so far tonight. 2 receivers to the left this time. Running back to the left is Riley. Hand off to Seago. Around the right side of the line, and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Touchdown, Elaine Seago. Keeps it 12-0 Tigers. 11-16 left in the second quarter. Waiting to see. Looks like the Tigers are going to go for two here and get back to a normal football score of 14-0. DJ Riley looking to take the snap. Wide receiver to the left. Swing back, and Lane Seago is lining up as a wide receiver right here. Riley's motioning him out further, and there's a flag on the play. Not sure what that flag is for. Delay of game, possibly. They're backing up. Yep. Delay of game. Thank you for the PA announcer for correcting me, or actually reaffirming me. So instead of the two-point conversion being from the 3-yard line, it's now at the 8-yard line with that 5-yard penalty. Wide receiver to the left of the formation, Arthur as a swing back right behind the tight end. Riley fakes the handoff to Seago, passing to, I believe he's looking for Caden Guerrera, number 21 over there, and the pass is knocked down by the corner for Pierce City. So after the Tiger touchdown, Lane Seago touchdown is 12-0. We had a missed extra point and then a two-point conversion that was failed. We'll be back for the kickoff in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
I remember a family road trip we took in that old station wagon. The seats felt humongous. And when that truck pulled out in front of Dad, I could still feel Mom's arm across my body. I hope my kids treasure the memories we are making in our safe and comfortable Bailey SUV.
Hello, folks. It's John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Don't miss out on the best experience, the Bailey Factor, in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. And together, let's drive.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Tigers kick off. Fernando Rosales kicking off for the Tigers. Number 10, Makai Kilbaker on the return for the Eagles, and he might be gone. No one's going to catch him. Makai Kilbaker with a 80-yard somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure where he picked it up at. 80-yard kick return for a touchdown. That brings it to 12-6. So what seemed to be a tough night for the Eagles on special teams and offense so far turned around right there. Looks like the Eagles may be going for two. They're lining up in one of these odd formations. They have three linemen to the left, and now they're getting into normal formation. Just wanting to make the Tigers think, I suppose. And they're going to go for a normal extra point as far as it looks for now. Leighton Mack, number 23, on the kick. Kick is up. And it is good. That makes it 12-7 Houston over Pierce City with about 11:02 left in the second quarter. We'll be back for the kickoff in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
It's time for you to do...
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
After the kick return by Pierce City and Mekhi Gilbaker, Leighton Mack kicked off for the Eagles, and that's the first time we've seen that, and first time we've seen a return for the Tigers, and Jordan Arthur almost broke one himself there. He broke a few tackles and got to the 40-yard line, so a good return there for the Tigers, and good start for this drive.
Taken all the way out to the 40-yard line, brought down by...
Returned it for about 20 yards there.
Tigers take over first and 10 from their own 40.
And Jordan Arthur is a playmaker for the Houston Tiger team on offense and defense and special teams. Tigers come out. Two wide receivers to the left, to the far side of the field. Three wide receivers. What is this? Whistles are blown. Not quite sure why. Water break, official water break. So we will take a 30-second timeout and be back here in 30 seconds for Houston Tiger football.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening
you
to the Houston
Tigers.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
After an official timeout for a water break, we're about to get back to action here. Pierce City's ready to go on defense, waiting for the Tiger offense to come back out. Kind of surprised and didn't think there would be official water break since it's not as hot as it was around this time last year, and we had a rain that kind of cooled it down as well, but good to see that we're still taking the safety seriously. That changed the formation for the Tigers. Two wide receivers to the right in the short side of the field. Quarterback takes the snap, handoff to Lane Sego, and he runs around the right side for a gain of about 8. So that'll be a second down and 2 for the Tigers from the about 48-yard line, if I'm doing my math correctly. Tigers out of the huddle, two wide receivers to the left, running back to the left of Riley, three wide receivers now to the left, far side of the field. Riley takes the snap, short, quick pass, and incomplete. That was a low pass. Intended for Jordan Arthur there. A little bit of a screen, looks like. Quick screen. Riley's getting the call from Coach Sloan. Totally enough for him. Three wide receivers to the right of Riley. Lane Sego running back to the left. Riley's looking over the defense. Tried to get a freeze play on the Eagles again. They've learned this time. Riley takes a snap, hands off to Sego around the right side of the line. And he's got the first down by a few yards. That was a gain of about 5. That was third down and 2. First and 10 for the Tigers from the 47-yard line of the Eagles. Landon Stanfield, number 4, on the tackle again for the Eagles. 10:02 and counting down here in the second quarter. 12-7 Tigers with the lead. Of Quarterback is alone in the backfield, wide receiver to the right and wide receiver to the left. Quarterback takes the snap. Arthur in motion. Tried to run up the middle. I believe he fumbled the ball, and they're giving it to the Eagles, I believe. So it seems to be Houston being in control of the game may be changing. Wet field conditions may still be affecting the game. It's quit raining for about 20, 30 minutes now, but it was raining decently before the start of the game, so field's still probably wet. After the turnover, the Eagles will start at the 45-yard line, first and 10, their own 45-yard line. Eagle player ran up near the ball at the line of scrimmage and grabbed something. Not sure what that was. Didn't know if that was a trick play or what was going on there. Eagles out of the huddle. Quarterback under center. Wide receiver to the left. Running back. Lone running back in the backfield. Motion. Play action pass. And Gensler was looking for the all-conference wide receiver, Fortner Hart. He is covered by Jordan Arthur of the Tigers. Incomplete pass there. He just dropped it. Not wearing gloves. Maybe something to do with the wet field conditions as well. Second down and 10 for the Eagles from their own 45-yard line. Have about 9 minutes left. 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Tigers have the lead 12-7. Quarterback under center. Two wide receivers to the left. Takes a snap from under center. Hands off to number 9, Evan Salazar. He runs around the right side of the field. And he has a gain of about 5 on the play. So that will be 3rd and 5 at the 50-yard line. The Eagles are moving right to left on your radio dial.
Picks up 5 on the carry. 3rd and 5.
Substitutions for Houston's defense. Eagles out of the huddle. Horton Park, all-conference wide receiver to the left in formation. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback under center motion by number 2. Carson Epson. Run up the middle. Stopped by a host of Tigers there.
Picked up four on the carry. Brought down by number 21.
Caden Guerrera on the tackle, as well as Aaron McCarthy. 4th and 1 from the 46-yard line. Shotgun formation. Quarterback takes a snap. I'm not sure he got it. It's going to be close. They went in that usual formation that they've successfully converted 4 times before. 2 others. Quarterback in a shotgun formation, 2 running backs to the right of him. And they're going to give it to him. They're not going to measure it. Going to give him the first down. So that's going to be 1st and 10 from the 44 of the Tigers. So Eagles in Tiger territory with about 8 minutes left in this second quarter. Under center once again. Just flip back to running back in the backfield. Motion by Keelbaker. Hand off to the running back up the middle. Evan Salazar is their back. Gain of about 3 on the play. So it'll be 2nd and 7 on the 41-yard line. Tackled by Mason Dawson by the Tigers. Eagles in the huddle. Coming out. 2 wide receivers to the left. 1 running back in the backfield. And quarterback under center. Takes a snap. And up to Salazar. He's got room to the right side. And he might be gone. And he is at the Eagle touchdown. 41-yard run by Evan Salazar. And that gives the Eagles a 1-point lead right now, 13-12, pending the extra point. Eagles are doing their extra point formation where they make you think about what they're going to do. Look into the sideline to see what they want to do. And they're going into normal field goal point after attempt formation. Leighton Mack, number 23, will be attempting this. You look back to the sideline, I guess, to question if they're going to do it or not. Snap is high. Number 5, trying to run over. But he may have just got a two-point conversion on a bobbled snap. Number 5 is Dylan Kilbaker. He bobbled it, but he was able to control it and run it in for a two-point conversion. And that's some good luck right there for the Eagles. That will give them a three-point lead, 15-12 over the Tigers. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, the home of Houston Tiger football, for the kickoff.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
It's time for you to do something fun and make money. Are you sick and tired of the job that you're at? Guess what? Horse Trader is looking to hire a promotional sales position for the Ozark Horse Trader. Full-time, benefits, vacation, holiday pay. We have a lot of fun, oh, by the way. And you'll make some money. Send resumes to resume@ozarkhorsetrader.com. Or just come right on down here and see us and drop off your resume. Because this position has got to be filled, and it could be yours.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pier City for a Pier City kickoff after they scored on a 41-yard run and a successful two-point conversion that was not planned. Bobble snap from the point after. Kickoff by Leighton Mack. And he's number 9 for the Tigers. MJ Morgan on the return. And he had a good return there of about 30 yards, bringing it to the 44-yard line about. Good return there. That sets up the Tigers in good field position to fight back and grab a lead before halftime. 7 minutes left. It's going 15-12. Split formation with a running back on either side of Riley. He takes the handoff and hands it off to Arthur, who is to his left. Arthur runs to the right side of the field. Gain of about 5 there, so second down and 5 from the 48-yard line. Tigers coming out of the huddle. Split back formation again with a running back on either side of Riley. Tight end near formation. Tried the freeze play again. I think Pierce City has smartened up on that one. Riley looks over, see what the play call was. Hand off to Arthur again. Not much of a gain there, if any. Same play as before. So it'll be third down, and maybe he got a gain of 1. Third down and 4 from the 48. Around 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Timeout on the field. And we'll take one as well. Back in a minute here on Q94, the home of Houston Tiger football.
Let the power of the horse work for you. Available 24/7 online or in locations across 42 cities in South Central Missouri and North Central Arkansas. The Ozark Horse Trader is working for you. From local classifieds to local business advertising, a large variety of products and services that keep moving forward. The Ozark Horse Trader, always free for over 50 years. Pick one up today.
It's time for you to do something fun and make money. Are you sick and tired of the job that you're at? Guess what? Horse Trader is looking to hire a promotional sales position for the Ozark Horse Trader. Full-time, benefits, vacation, holiday pay. We have a lot of fun, oh, by the way. And you'll make some money. Send resumes to resume@ozarkhorsetrader.com. Or just come right on down here and see us and drop off your resume. Because this position has got to be filled, and it could be yours.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Number two, back here after a water break. It wasn't a team timeout, it was a water break. So, Tyrant City still has three timeouts. Houston has two. It was a T formation with three running backs with their hands in the ground behind Riley. Riley under center, he handed it off. Not sure who he handed it off to. I missed the number there. And it was a gain of about one. So, it's fourth and two from the 49-yard line. Same formation. They run it to the right side of the field. Not sure who that is on the bottom of the pile that carried it for the Tigers. Maybe Bryson Jordan, number two. That's who it was. And he was stopped by a host of Eagles there. So turnover on down, and the Eagles have turned it around since the first quarter. And they have a lead of 15-12 over the Tigers. And we have 5 minutes and 20 seconds left as the Eagles start their next offensive possession. Waiting for him to come out of the huddle. Quarterback just jogged into with the play call. As they break the huddle, one wide receiver to the far side of the field, one running back in a tight formation otherwise. Quarterback under center. Motion by Kielbaker. Hand off to Salazar right up the middle. And he might be gone again. Well, number 57 for the Tigers, Mason Dobson, brought him down, but not before a gain of about 30 there. So run to the left side of the field, gain the Eagles about 30 yards there. It'll be first and 10 from about the 21-yard line. Wide receiver two wide receivers to the right of the formation. Single back and a swing back. Quarterback under center. He hands it off to Salazar right up the middle. And a gain of about four. So that'll make it second and a gain of about three. Second and seven from the 18-yard line. Waiting for the play call to come in from the sideline. Now the Eagles are huddling up as they have been efficient on this drive with a gain of about 30 on one run. One wide receiver to the right, otherwise a tight formation with a single back. Quarterback under center, motion. And a play action pass, quarterback passes, incomplete. Intended target was Kaysen Jefferson. That's about their only, their third or fourth pass attempt, and I don't know that they've completed one. The Eagles are wearing green jerseys with gray pants, white helmet, and white numbers. Tigers are in their road white jerseys with black lettering and black pants with a red and white stripe on them. They have a Tiger logo on the left side and number their jersey number on the right side. The helmets for the Eagles have an Eagle logo on it. Quarterback takes the snap, hands off to Salazar, the back, and goes right up the middle on the third down. And seven. He didn't gain much. So they are in shotgun formation, running quick with two wide receivers to the right and two wide receivers to the left. Tried their own freeze play. Did not get the Tigers to jump offside. Eli Gensler is the quarterback, and he has Evan Salazar, who is right in the backfield. And shotgun formation, taking the snap. He's looking to pass. And look, he found somehow Kaysen Jefferson for a touchdown. It was not a beautifully thrown ball, and it went through the hands of two Tiger defenders right into the hand of Kaysen Jefferson. So that's a touchdown for the Eagles. Makes it 21-12, pending the extra point or two-point conversion. They're doing the formation of making the Tigers think, and now they're moving into point after formation with Leighton Mack kicking. The only thing I can say is what a tell of two quarters here. Kick is up. That is good. 22-12 here in Pierce City. The Eagles lead the Tigers. We'll be back for the kickoff in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, as the Eagles are prepared to kick off, Leighton Mack to do the kicking. Three Tigers are back to receive. Kick is in the air to the right side of the field. Looks like Jordan Arthur has it, and he is not going to get too far. Looks like he made it to about the 30-yard line, so about a 10-15-yard return there. Tigers back on offense, hoping to get back into the rhythm they had in the first quarter. 3:46 to go in the second quarter as we approach halftime. 22-12, Tigers trailing. Going to come out of the huddle here. Two wide receivers to the short side of the field as the Tigers are going left to right on your radio dial. Switching the formation, two tight ends to the right, running back to the left. Bobbled snap by Riley. He's going to have to run it. He's trying to find some room. He did not find much. High snap, and he bobbled it. Looks like it's going to be a run to Stego. Riley's waiting, looking to get the signal. The huddle up. He managed to get 2 yards there, which I'm surprised about that. So second and eight after that bobbled snap from the 31-yard line. About 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Houston will get the ball after halftime as they deferred to begin the game. Two wide receivers to the right, far side of the field. Running back to the left, and he's going to take the handoff from Riley. He's close to a first down, that running back, playing Figo again. He's probably got about 10 to 15 carries in this first half. Number 73 and number 6, Eli Gensler there for the stop. Tigers tried to go quick, and it may have hurt them. Flag on the play. No, that penalty is interesting. Legal substitution on the Eagles. So, helping the Tigers here, going to give them a first down. If they were on a first down, it'll be first and 10 from about the 38-yard line. Tigers in the huddle, coming out of it. Wide receiver on either side of the field. Running back to the left of Riley. Hands off to Stego as he takes the snap. Stego's trying to find room around the right side. And he is hit by a host of Eagles. Eli Gensler's there. Looks like Luke Perry's there. Number 2, Casey Jefferson's there. He's fired up. The second down. It is still 10 after no gain on that run. Tigers coming out of the huddle here. two wide receivers, three wide receivers to the left side of the field. See go to the left of Riley. Looking over the defense. Trying to freeze play. Snap. He's looking to pass immediately. He was looking for Caden Guerrero, but I think they might have been mixed up on which route was supposed to be run. And Leighton Mack almost made a diving interception. Riley's looking back for the call for the next play. It's third and 10 from the 43-yard line. A minute 41 left in the first half. Tigers trailing by 10. Wide receiver to either side of the field. Arthur in motion to the left side. Riley looking for someone to throw to. The screen play read perfectly by number two, Caden Jefferson, and Seago had nowhere to go. That'll be fourth and 10 for the Tigers. Looks like Fernando Rosales is on to punt for the Tigers. Fortin Park, number one. Looks back deep, as well as number four, Landon Stanfield. Decent punt there. He got a nice roll. So the Eagles will be in their own territory. Looks like at about the 25-yard line to start their next offensive possession. They have 55 seconds to figure out what to do before halftime and try to add to their lead. Waiting on a call on the quarterback to get in for the huddle for the Eagles to get the play call in. Break the huddle here. Wide receiver to the right, far side of the field. One running back in the backfield. Motion by Kilbaker. And a run right up the middle by Salazar.
And Salazar. Tries the left side.
Gain of about five there, I believe. Clock is rolling with 40 seconds left in the first half. Waiting for a play call here. Substitutions on both sides of the field. Game clock is still rolling with under 30 seconds now. Eagles seem to be in no rush. They're ready to go into the halftime with a 10-point lead. Under center, quarterback takes the snap. Hands off up the middle to Salazar. He's got his leg taken out from underneath him. But I think he's got enough for a first down. That'll stop the clock with about 13 seconds left. Clock rolling again once the chains got set. And that might be the last play before halftime. And that will be the last play before halftime. So, here in Pierce City, the tale of two quarters. Pierce City has a 22-12 lead as both teams are going to go into the locker room and figure out what they need to fix or what they can continue to do to continue their path. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Q94, the Mount of Rock, your home of Houston Tiger football.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. And that's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I will help make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Let the power of the horse work for you. Available 24/7 online or in locations across 42 cities in South Central Missouri and North Central Arkansas. The Ozark Horse Trader is working for you. From local classifieds to local business advertising, a large variety of products and services that keep moving forward. The Ozark Horse Trader, always free for over 50 years. Pick one up today.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Halftime here in Pierce City as the Tigers travel over to Pierce City to face the Eagles. It's a tale of two quarters so far. Houston looked to be on a roll, leading 12-0 after the first quarter. Drove down the field really easily the first. Their first drive had a short field, and then they drove down again and scored pretty easily. They had some issues on special teams, missing a extra point and then also missing a two-point conversion. So that's how they have 12. And then the Eagles, they weren't much in the first quarter, but in the second quarter, they did have some luck go their way multiple times. They scored on a 41-yard touchdown run with a normal extra point to make it 7-0. Then they scored on a touchdown pass that went through the hands of two defenders and somehow found its way into the wide receiver's hands an Eagle receiver's hands. And on the ensuing point after attempt, they bobbled the snap, and the player ran it in for a two-point conversion, made it 15-12, and then another touchdown and extra point made it 22-12 here in Pierce City as the Eagles lead the Tigers. Not what everyone was expecting. Seen through social media, you can see the picks each week through the Ozone. And as I was watching that, each of the six had Houston winning this game. So if this holds out where the Eagles win, it'll be quite a surprise. And there weren't too many unanimous choices of one team winning in those picks. There were a few, Houston being one of them, and then most of them were two guys would pick one team and then the rest would pick the other, which is pretty normal. Like I said, not too many unanimous. So 22-12 here in Pierce City, Eagles leading the Tigers. Some notes of this that would be of interest to Houston fans. The district assignments were released today, and Ava, which is an SCA foe, is down a class and in class two now. And then Thayer, another SCA foe, has moved up to class two. So the class two district four teams are Ava, Clever, Fairgrove, Houston, Liberty, Springfield Catholic, Thayer, and Willow Springs. So Houston will see everyone in their district at least once, except for Clever and Fair Grove. Houston will play Springfield Catholic at home next week, and then all the others are SDA foes. So we're going to see them like we do every year. Interesting to know that there's a lot of SDA teams in Class 2, District 4. Not sure how they do that. Always interests me when schools move up or down. Otherwise, Cabool is in Class 1 still, and Mountain Grove and Salem are in Class 3, and they are in the district together. So just some notes there. We will be back here in 2 minutes on Q94 Houston Tiger football as we continue halftime.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval. From your first paycheck to your first home.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, as the Houston Tigers have traveled over to face the Eagles tonight, some interesting notes. Tigers are going to be facing a lot of coaches this year that are either in their first year at that respective school or very young in their career. There's not too many that have a lot of experience, or if they do have a lot of experience, they're at new to their school. So that's the case here in Pierce City, as Jim Gensler is in his first year. He has 18 years of coaching, though, with Stockton, Net, Ozark, and Cassville as a coordinator, I think on the defensive side. And he has been a head coach at Clever. And they also will be facing new coaches with experience at Mountain Grove, with Coach Swafford heading back into the high school ranks. And Coach Merrifield at Ava has been there since Coach Swafford left. Otherwise, most of these guys are in their first year. Well, Coach Swafford's in his first year at Mountain Grove. Coach Twalam at Willow Springs is coming back, so this is his first year back. He was there, I believe, from 2017 to 2020. Coach Acklin at Mountain View is in his second year, but if anybody knows anything about the name Acklin or Mountain View, he's got the knowledge behind him, even though he may only be in his second year as the head man. Briar Hancock, Coach Hancock over at there, I believe he's in his second or third year there, and second year for Coach Neil Myers over at Salem. And then Cabool has a first-year head coach, I believe, with Glenn Cox. He's got some experience at other stops, I believe, he's at Donovan before. So the one thing that Houston may have advantage with is that they have stability with Coach Sloan. He's been here, I believe, 10 years, I've heard him say. So stability in a system that hasn't changed too much, I would say. Coaches usually don't try to change their ways too much. But we're here in Pierce City, 22-12, Eagles leading the Tigers. So if you're a Tiger fan, hoping to turn it around in the second half and get back to the ways of the first quarter. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Q94, the home of Houston Tiger football.
Let the power of the horse go to work for you.
Need it, want it, buy it, sell it, the Ozark Horse Trader.
From our service guide, handyman work, painting, stump grinding, electrical, fencing, yeah, cleaning, and so much more.
To pets and livestock, recreational vehicles, truck and auto, and pretty much everything under the sun. Pick one up today.
The Ozark Horse Trader has it. Always free for over 50 years.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
I remember a family road trip we took in that old station wagon. The seats felt humongous, and when that truck pulled out in front of Dad, I could still feel Mom's arm across my body. I hope my kids treasure the memories we are making in our safe and comfortable Bailey SUV.
Hello, folks. It's John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Don't miss out on the best experience, the Bailey Factor, in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. And together, let's drive.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Q94 is your home for Houston Tiger football all season long. We'll have the games here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. And our sister stations have the games as well. We have Willow Springs on KU 100.3. We have the West Plains Zizzers on 102.5 KGY. And we have the Liberty Eagles on KUPH The Fox 96.9. Going to see if I can get some updates for you on scores from some of those games. We don't have any of those right now, so we'll get those in a second.
So I do want to say thank you to our sponsors for allowing us to bring you. I'm at the Garden Shop, Simmons Bank with multiple locations. State Farm Driftwood Shelby, who has an office. Thank you, Seth. All over our area, and it's repeatable. They make this all possible, so we travel with, well, not with Houston, but I see to travel and bring us.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses in.
With With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
It's time for you to do something fun and make money. Are you sick and tired of the job that you're at? Guess what? Horse Trader is looking to hire a promotional sales position for the Ozark Horse Trader. Full-time, benefits, vacation, holiday pay. We have a lot of fun, though, by the way. And you'll make some money. Send resumes to resume@ozarkhorsetrader.com. Or just come right on down here and see us and drop off your resume. Because this position has got to be filled, and it could be yours.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Here at halftime in Pierce City, Eagles leading the Tigers by 10, 22-12. We do have some updates for you now for that would be SDA related. Ava traveled to Buffalo and have a 16-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Eagles of Liberty are trailing Stratford at Mountain View, 16-8. West Plains is trailing Mountain Home in the second quarter, 21-7. Thayer, at last report, had a 2-point lead over Haytie, 16-14. Cabool will be traveling to El Dorado Springs, and that is a Saturday game. Not sure if that's weather-related or if it was a scheduled Saturday game. As they are, there are some scheduled SEA games on Saturday. I know the Liberty Eagles will be playing two Saturday games in a row. Houston will have a Saturday game at the end of September at home against the Thayer Bobcats. Mountain Grove, going back to SCA Sports, is trailing Fairgrove 28-0 at last report. And that was in the second quarter of those. Pierce City has made their way back onto the field to get warmed up here. Haven't seen the Tigers yet, so we're getting ready to get into the second half of this game. We will be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Q94 is your home of Houston Tiger football this season. Both teams have made it back out to the field. We have about a minute left of warm-ups. Just some notes for Houston Tiger fans in general. The volleyball girls just had their jamboree last night, so they'll be getting into their first game action this next week after Labor Day. Looks like they will have Seymour on the 5th at home. I believe that is Thursday, and then they will have Bakersfield at home on the 6th, and that game is at 5:30. The Seymour game on Thursday is at 7, and they will have another home game the week after with Somersville, and that's at 6:30. Then they will travel to Licking and Plato, Willow Springs, and have a tournament at the Cabool Invitational, and then they get into SEA play. It also looks like, as far as other fall sports in the Houston School District, cross country has already had a couple meets. They traveled to Steelville on the 19th and had a meet up there. Then they traveled to Stockton earlier this week on the 24th and then on the 12th, so they have a little bit of a break in between their meets there. From August 24th to September 12th, they will be at Willow Springs and have the Willow Springs Invitational. Looks like we are getting ready to head back to the sideline after players are warming up here. Again, Pierce City leading the Tigers 22-12 here as we start the third quarter. Eagles got some lucky breaks. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown to start their scoring. Forgot to mention that during the update at halftime. Kick return for a touchdown, which I've only seen, I think, two times watching high school football. And then a 41-yard touchdown run by Evan Salazar. And a touchdown pass, which I think is their only completed pass of the night, which went through the hands of two defenders and somehow found its way into Kaysen Jefferson's hands for the touchdown. And then also getting lucky on a point after attempt with a high snap and a save by number 5. Don't have his name right in front of me. Let's see here. Number 5 is Dylan Kielboker. He saved it, got his hands on it, and ran it in for what would be a two-point conversion then, which made it 15-12 at the time. And that's how we have 22-12 with those three scores, an extra point, and two-point conversions. The Kielbokers, I assume they're brothers, maybe they're cousins, they have had their hand on this game with Dylan saving the extra point attempt and turning it into a two-point conversion, and then with Mackay having the kickoff return to start the game, start the season for the Eagles. Looks like we're about ready to kick off this third quarter. As long as the referees are ready, they may start it early. The rain has stopped here. Was worried that was going to be affecting us most of the night here, as we have joined the stands and are broadcasting from the stands with the fans. The rain stopped just shortly after kickoff. There was some stray droplets going on. But for the most part, it's been dry for the game. Not so much maybe for the field condition, as we've seen a couple fumbles. Hard to keep a hold of the ball and some bad passes, errant passes that may have been affected by a wet ball as well. Counting down under 40 seconds. Before we get the third quarter to go. I think the Tigers are ready to go for the most part. They will be receiving the ball as they won the toss to start the game and deferred. So they should be receiving here and have the first offensive possession of the second half, which could get them right back into this game, and then they'll have to be stout on defense. Jordan Arthur and Bryson Jordan will be back deep to return this kick, as well as MJ Morgan. Tigers are ready to go, waiting on Pierce City to come on out. Leighton Mack, number 23, will be there to kick off. Tigers send three back. And we are just about ready to get this third quarter started. Not sure if it's coming through, but these fans are pushing their Tigers to do well this half and regain the lead and come out with a win.
They have a pretty good support system here.
Yeah, they do. Both minutes on the clock. Kicker looking over. And third quarter is underway. Looks like N.J. Morgan with the return. He's trying to find somewhere to go, and he's just hounded by a host of Eagles, but there's a flag on the play. I'm going to assume it's a face mask.
MJ Morgan.
And it is on the Eagles. police.
Brought down by number five, Killen Krillbaker.
Brought down by five, Killen Krillbaker.
Number two, Carson Jesperson.
And number two, Carson Jesperson.
Penalty on the play. Face mask penalty goes against the Chiefs. Against the
so that'll start, or give the Tigers a good start. First and 10 from about the 41-yard line. Eagles waiting. Eagle defense waiting for the Tigers to come out on the field. Break the huddle on the, from the sideline. Two wide receivers to the left. Three wide receivers to the left in the backfield with DJ Riley at quarterback at a shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Quarterback design run, he's going off the left side, and he does not have anywhere to go. Not sure he gained anything there on that run. It's second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Brock Olivier on the tackle, along with a couple other Eagles there. Houston breaks the huddle. Wide receiver to the right, two wide receivers to the right, short side of the field. Houston going left to right on the radio dial. Lane Seago in the backfield with DJ Riley. Braden Richardson, moving over in motion.
Houston.
I think that's Lane Seago. It is Lane Seago. About a 30-yard run there he broke that. After a handoff, I looked down to make sure I had a name right, and I missed it. Hurry-up formation for the Tigers. Riley takes the snap, hands off to, I assume, Seago again, and he is stopped after a host of Eagles get there. Gain of about five on that one. Second down and five. Second down and seven, second down and three, so a gain of seven, excuse me. Break the huddle. They're at the 31-yard line of the Eagles here. Two wide receivers to the right, short side of the field. One running back to the left of Riley. Low snap. Riley just has to land on it. And looks like there's going to be a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct or unnecessary roughness there, as Riley was just laying on the ground and you just have to touch him at that point, and a Eagle got a little rough there and kind of pounced on him. So that'll be 15 yards for the Tigers, give him a first down. The Eagles are kind of hurting themselves here, and they've done it a couple times tonight. Getting a call in from the sideline. Ball is at the 15-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left. Wide side of the field. Running back to the left of Riley. That's Seago. And Braden Richardson swing back. In motion was Bryson Jordan. But he was just a decoy as Riley handed it off to Seago. Richardson with a reverse. I assume they handed it to Seago. They handed it to Richardson. Tackled by Horton Parks, gain of nine. So we're at the 6-yard line. And second down and one. Clock is stopped with 9:56 left in this third quarter. Two wide receivers to the left. Riley alone in the backfield. He's going to run it himself. Trying to find room up the middle. He didn't find much. Number 50, Cruz Ibarra on the tackle there. Riley got the signal from the sideline, getting into the huddle. Tigers break the huddle. Two wide receivers to the left, far side of the field again. Lane Seago to the left, DJ Riley. Riley waiting to take the snap, motion. And design quarterback run again as a decoy with Bryson Jordan. And touchdown, Tigers. D.J. Riley with the quarterback run from about the 3-yard line. He got across the goal line. So that makes it 22-18, pending a two-point conversion or extra point. And the Tigers are right in this thing with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Waiting to see what the Tigers are going to do here. Looks like they're going to go for two. Wide receiver to either side of the field. City go to the right of Riley. Arthur in motion. Takes the handoff. And I think he's in for the two-point conversion, and he is. That makes it 22-20. Tigers are right back in this. With 9 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Houston Tigers have climbed back in after being down 10 at halftime. It's 22-20 after a touchdown run by D.J. Riley and a two-point conversion by Jordan Arthur. We'll be back for the kickoff and the continuation of this third quarter right here on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football, in 1 minute.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Made the U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
From your first paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back to the action here in the third quarter at Pierce City. Fernando Rosales with the kickoff, and it looked like a purposeful kick to the right side of the field. And it was a pretty good kick down near the goal line. Horton Park picked it up at about the 1 yard line, and he did not get much further than that. Eagles are starting their possession at the 9 yard line, and the Tigers are fired up. One wide receiver to the left, far side of the field for the Eagles as they go right to left on the radio dial. Quarterback hands it off to Salazar. And he might be gone.
Oh!
Jordan Arthur just saved it for the Tigers. Oh, wait. Nope, that's Bryson Jordan. No, that's D.J. Riley. Number three. Those small numbers are hard to see sometimes. That's number three, D.J. Riley, especially when those jerseys are scrunched up and all those kinds of things. D.J. Riley just saved a 91-yard touchdown run for the Tigers there. That was heart-racing. Eagles back up to the line. Wide receiver to either side. Single back. And off to Salazar to the right side, and he is fighting his way to a first down. First and 10 on that run. From their own 45-yard line, or from the Tiger 45-yard line, just under 9 minutes to go. The Eagles have responded after their defense has some trouble to start the third quarter. Single back, quarterback under center, wide receiver to the wide side of the field. Motion by Kason Jefferson, and he got the pitch. And he's going around the right side, and he fought his way for about 9 yards. Kind of hard to see on the far side of the field there. Taken down by number 15, Kane Crawford, though. Eagles are wasting no time as they get back up to the line of scrimmage. Horton Parks to the left, near side of the field, running back, single back, quarterback under center. Delayed handoff. Not going to get much this time up the middle. That was second down and short, and he is just near the first down. It's third down and about one, maybe two, from the 36-yard line. under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter here. Waiting to get the call from the sideline. Eagles break the huddle. Same formation. Single running back, wide receiver to the near side here, out wide. Kilbaker in motion. Hands off to Salazar. And I think he's got enough for a first down there. He didn't gain much, maybe 2 yards. So that was enough for a first down there. Chains are moving. Defensive substitutions for the Tigers. Get some new linemen in there. Waiting for the call from the sideline. Huddling up are the Eagles. Chewing some clock with this drive as we're nearing under 7 minutes in the third quarter. Two wide receivers to the right. Single back. Quarterback under center. He's handing it off to Salazar once again to go up the middle. He didn't get much that time. If he gained anything. That'll be make it second and 10. 33-yard line in Tiger territory. Quarterback had to go to the sideline to get the play call. Jogging in to the huddle. And up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers to the near side here. Left side. As they go right to left on the radio dial. In motion. Motion was a decoy for a run up the middle. And a fumble on the play. Recovered by the Tigers. And they're not saying he was down. It's Tiger football. What a break for the Tigers there as the Eagles were driving with some big runs once again by Salazar. He is a good running back. He has some breakaway speed. Tigers are going to start their next offensive possession of the third quarter at the 29-yard line with 6 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Trailing 22-20 here. They have two wide receivers to either side of the field. Shotgun formation for DJ Riley and Lane Sego to his left. Takes the snap. Hand off to Sego. He finds his way for a gain of about 2. That'll be second down and 8. Ginsler and Mack on the tackle for the Eagles. We have another official water break here, so we'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. And that's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I will help make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back from the official water break, the Tigers are on offense. I believe they tried to run a screen play there, but no one was open. There's a running back out in the flat, but DJ Riley didn't want to throw to him. He probably didn't have much place to go, so he throws it away. He's out of the pocket, so no intentional grounding there. It'll be third and 10 after the Tigers had an offensive possession gifted to them with a recovered fumble. Riley's getting the call from the sideline. As they break the huddle, there's a wide receiver to the left, two wide receivers to the left, one to the near side here. Sego is the receiver to the near side here. Riley's in the backfield by himself, and now Arthur's going to move over to this left side. So Riley takes the snap, kind of looking to pass, and now he's going to run it. And he's not going to make it. He's going to be a few yards short of the first down. Looks like number two, Jesperson, and number six, Ginzer, there on the stop for the Eagles. So now it's fourth down. Tigers need to decide what they're going to do. And I think they're sending in their punt unit to give it back to the Eagles. Hurts not to do something with those turnovers. Number four, Landon Stanfield, and number one, Horton Park, are back deep to return this punt. We have 5 minutes and 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Tigers trailing 22-20. Rosales to kick, and that's a pretty good kick. Got a good bounce as well. Park's on the return. He's going around the right side, and he is trapped there. Looks like number 29 on the stop for the Tigers. I haven't called his name yet tonight. 29 is Colton Hecker. We've all got the nerves out of the way tonight so far. Football teams, play-by-play announcers, engineers back in the studio. We're all getting the nerves out. And I'll learn these names by the end of the season. Tigers on defense. Eagles in their normal offensive formation. One wide receiver to the near side, single back. Hand off to the single back up the middle. Stop there for a short gain, maybe about four. Salazar, he's got to have close to 100 yards rushing tonight and probably on 15 to 20 carries. That's just my unofficial stats, not even written down. All in my head. Clock ticking down to around 5 minutes left. Eagles look like they're in no hurry to get this snap off. They're looking to chew clock, maybe. Motion by Kilbucker. And off up the middle by Salazar. He's fighting his way for a gain of about four once again. Makes it third down and short. About third down and three. From the 34-yard line. The Eagles have the lead, 22-20. So they can take their time if they want to, if they're confident in getting first down. Wide receiver to the near side. Quarterback has two running backs to his right. And he's going to hand it up. No, he faked the handoff. He's going to take it himself. He's going around the right side. Not sure he got it. Waiting on the official call. He gained a little bit, but not enough for the first down. He may have got one. Fourth down and two. That's their normal formation for their fourth down conversions that they've had earlier in the game. They had two, and they put two running backs to either side, or two running backs to one side of the quarterback and quarterback draw. Looks like they're going to send out their punt unit for fourth and two, though. I'd be a little leery. They've gone for it before, not out of punt formation, but that's the next trick up the sleeve anyway. Bryson Jordan and Jordan Arthur are back to return the punt. Leighton Mack kicking it for the Eagles. A decent punt. Looks like Bryson Jordan's going to grab it, and he's hit immediately. He's trying to fight for some yardage, but he did not get to go anywhere on that return. Houston Tigers are back on offense here. After that punt return of about 1 yard, we have 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in this third quarter. We're heading towards a pretty exciting ending here as we have a 22-20 game. Pierce City leading Houston. It's going to be first and 10 from the 29-yard line for the Tigers. Riley's got the signal. He's heading into the huddle here. And they break the huddle. Still trying to figure out what formation they want. Someone thinks he's going to go out, and now he's decided he's not needed. Shotgun formation, that's what the Tigers have run all night. Wide receiver in motion. Hand off to what I assume is Arthur, and he's fighting his way. He's probably got a first down there. He came in motion from the far side of the field, got the handoff from Riley, and he fought for about. Well, he did get the first down, so he had a gain of at least 10 there. First down and 10 is the change move for the Tigers. First down. And it looks like Arthur might be dealing with some cramps now. Understandable. It's still pretty warm tonight. Comfortable but warm, especially if you're playing football. Wide receiver to the right side. In motion coming is Braden Richardson. In behind the quarterback run there by DJ Riley. That might have been Jacob Lee in motion with number 12. Bryson Jordan coming in. That was number 12 in motion. Jacob Lee, he's coming off the field now. Huddling up. Riley has the play call. Caden Guerrero's going to the far side of the field, as well as Bryson Jordan. So two wide receivers to the far side. Running back to the left of Riley. Jordan in motion. Is a decoy for the handoff of the middle. And Braden Richardson with the carry. And I think he got a first down there. Gain of about 4, I believe. First and 10 for the Tigers as they continue this drive. Nearing the end of the third quarter, 2.5 minutes left to go. They've scored once already this quarter, looking to score again and take the lead from the Eagles. Jordan in formation. And he takes the handoff from Riley, cuts up the field at the middle. Gain of about 3, makes it second down and 7 from the 47-yard line of the Eagles. They were at midfield to start this first down. Tigers getting up to the line of scrimmage. Riley in shotgun formation as he's been all night. Seago to his left. One wide receiver on either side. And the freeze play got him again. I think that's 3 for 5 on the freeze play tonight. I know it's got him 3 times, and I think they've tried it about 5 times. Oh, it didn't work that time. I thought it did. That's going to be a false start on the Tigers. So they got themselves, I guess. That's going to make it second down and 13 after that 5-yard false start penalty. And they're going to be at their own 47-yard line now. Minute and a half left in this third quarter. Seago to the right of DJ Riley this time. Wide receiver on either side of the field. Riley takes a snap. He's looking to pass directly. He's got Malachi Morgan, he's not wide open, but he made a one-handed catch, and he's still rumbling. Touchdown, Tigers. Malachi Morgan, what a catch and what a rumble. It looked like it was going to be out of his reach. He reached one big old paw up, and he grabbed it. I thought it might tumble out of his hands, and he broke a tackle, and he rumbled and bumbled his way down. Touchdown, Malachi Morgan, courtesy of DJ Riley. That's a 53-yard touchdown pass. That makes it 26-22 Tigers with 1 minute left in the third quarter. They are going for 2. Riley by himself in the backfield, a wide receiver on either side. Looked like it was going to be a run. And Malachi Morgan proving to be a weapon here. He scores a 53-yard touchdown pass, and then he catches the 2-point conversion. Tigers with a 6-point lead now, 28-26 after 2 touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions in the third quarter. We're heading for a barn burner here in Pierce City. We're going to be back in 1 minute for the kickoff and nearing the end of the third quarter here on Q94. Your home of Houston Tiger football.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here after a Tiger touchdown, Rosales to kick, and he aimed it again at the right side. Corton Parks over there. He's got a return. He's trying to find some room, and he may – nope. Tigers got him. He was wiggling his way around, trying to find somewhere to go. He got a return of about 10 yards there. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles at about the 25-yard line. Houston defense standing tall. Needs to stand tall again. As they have taken the lead here in the third quarter, I wonder if it's going to be a tale of quarters. First and third for Houston and second and fourth for Pierce City. Only time will tell. They're in their normal formation with the wide receiver out to the far side. Motion by Jesperson and a penalty on the play. Stops the play. I'm assuming a legal procedure. False start on the Eagles.
Flag on the play. False start penalty just against the Eagles.
That'll help the Tigers as the Eagles are hurting themselves once again with penalties. So first and 15 from the 20 now with this five-yard penalty. The refs are still discussing and not sure quite why. And now a penalty on Houston.
Offsides against Houston.
Oh, it was completely opposite. It was offsides on Houston, so it's first and 5 from the 30 instead of first and 15 from the 20. Motion by Kilbaker. Hand off up the middle of the Salazar, and he is gone. I don't think they're going to catch him.
It'd be close.
That is a 70-yard touchdown run by Evan Salazar, and that just took the air out of this Tiger team. They're going to have to respond in the fourth quarter. What a run. I want to get to see Pierce City after this. It'll be interesting to see how Salazar does the rest of the year. But just based on this game, he could be a all-conference running back. He's got well over 100 yards. He's probably close to 200 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns tonight. Point after is good. So that makes it 29-28, a one-point lead for the Eagles with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll be back for the kickoff and the end of the third quarter in 1 minute here on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
I remember a family road trip we took in that old station wagon. The seats felt humongous. And when that truck pulled out in front of Dad, I could still feel Mom's arm across my body. I hope my kids treasure the memories we are making in our safe and comfortable Bailey SUV.
Hello, folks. It's John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Don't miss out on the best experience, the Bailey Factor, in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. And together, let's drive.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, the Eagles are about to kick off after a big response to a big play by Houston. So they've traded big plays here. Kickoff by Leighton Mack. Looks like N.J. Morgan has a return for the Tigers. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to get it to about the 37 or 38-yard line. Return of about 15 there. Houston scored on a 53-yard touchdown pass from D.J. Riley to Malachi Morgan, and it was a beautiful catch with a one-hand grab and a little bit of a bobble, and then he rumbled and bumbled his way in for a touchdown, breaking a tackle. Malachi Morgan, number 25, he's running about 5'11", 225 for a tight end there. And then Evan Salazar with a big run once again for the Pierce City Eagles on a 70-yard touchdown run. That's his second touchdown on the line. He's probably well over 150 yards, probably close to 200. Houston starts this drive from the 37-yard line. DJ Riley takes the snap, hands off to Lane Sego, and he gets a gain of about 7, I'd say. So second down and 3. Houston is running. Hurry up. They're going to try and get some more plays in this third quarter. Take the snap, Riley does, and hands off to Sego once again. And he's going to get a first down there. They've stopped the clock for the chains to move. 5 seconds, though. Not sure they're going to get a playoff before the end of the third quarter. And they are not. So at the end of the third quarter, with some big plays exchanged here, we have a lead for Pierce City by 1 at 29-28. We are heading for a real barn burner here to end this game, week 1 of 2024 high school football season. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94 here, your Houston Tiger football.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Begin the fourth quarter. DJ Riley's going to take the snap on a design quarterback run, and he's breaking a big run here. He's trying to, he's going to stiff arm and break the tackle, and they finally get him. He stiff armed Thornton Park pretty well.
He did not want to go down.
He said, "Get out of my way." And then he got tackled after a gain of 40, somewhere in there. Gage Warner, number 58, was able to bring him down, but not before he got that big gain. That was a grown man run by DJ Riley right there to start the fourth quarter for the Tigers. They have a wide receiver to either side. Riley in the shotgun formation by himself. He's going to hand it off to, let's see who that is, Jordan Arthur, and he's taken down immediately by number 2, I believe. Or is that number 5? That's 5, Dylan Brillbaker. So second and goal is there inside the 10-yard line. They're inside the 5-yard line, I believe. Tigers looking to score here and regain the lead. We have some lead changes in this second half here. Split backfield with a back on either side of Riley there. Nobody out wide. Takes the snap, hands it off to Arthur. He's going up the middle, and there's a pile, and they're just shoving each other, trying to figure out which way to go. Going to be short of the end zone. Gain of about 3 or 4. Looks like they're going to be at about the 2-yard line. Riley gets the call from the sideline, goes to the huddle. And he is going to be in shotgun. Nope, he's going to be under center. No, pistol formation. Nope, he's under center. So the split back formation. I think it was a quarterback sneak. I don't think he got it, though.
Bumble on the play. Number 3, DJ Riley, able to get it.
Oh, it was a bobbled snap. That's what it was. Riley recovered it.
Brought down by number 50 through the ball.
Riley's coming over, walking over to the sideline to try and get the play call. And there's going to be a timeout. I think this is going to be a team timeout, a Houston team timeout. So we'll be back here in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It's time for you to do something fun and make money. Are you sick and tired of the job that you're at? Guess what? Horse Trader is looking to hire a promotional sales position for the Ozark Horse Trader. Full-time, benefits, vacation, holiday pay. We have a lot of fun, oh, by the way. And you'll make some money. Send resumes to resume@ozarkhorsetrader.com. Or just come right on down here and see us and drop off your resume. Because this position has got to be filled, and it could be yours.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
As we return, it's 4th and 2 from the 2-yard line as the Tigers are trying to score to regain the lead. Snap directly to Jordan Arthur, and he's in! Touchdown, Tigers! That was a direct snap to Jordan Arthur, and he got in from the 2-yard line. Muscled his way in. That makes it 34-29 with just under 10 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Waiting to see what the Tigers are going to do.
Hopefully they can keep this up, though.
Yeah, hopefully they're able to continue this momentum. They're going for two, and Arthur took the snap and then handed it off to number 13, Lane Siegel. So it is a two-point conversion. It is now 36-29, and the Tigers have a two-point lead. This second half, it was a tale of two quarters in the first half, and now it's a tale of two halves as each team is just trading blows in this third and fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute for the kickoff and the resume of fourth quarter action here on Q94, your home of Houston Tigers football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, Tigers kick off. Rosales with a direct kick once again to Corton Park. He's trying to find his way around, and a host of Tigers get him as he got to about the 25-yard line. He probably gained somewhere around 10 yards there. He went more east to west than north to south there, and he might be, he's slow to get up, so he'll be out for a little bit. Well, he's staying in the game so far. All right, Horton Parks is up, so no delay in the game here. Pierce City on offense, starting from their 26-yard line with 9:49 left in the fourth quarter. They have their single back formation with a wide receiver out to the far side. Motion by Akil Baker. Hand off up the middle to Salazar, which is usually ending up in a big touchdown run, or has so far tonight. But he stopped for a gain of about two this time. Second down and about eight from the 27-yard line for the Eagles. Houston's defense needs to stand tall here as they have a seven-point lead. Teams have been trading blows, though, with trading touchdowns, big touchdowns, in fact, with 53-yard touchdown pass for Houston and a 70-yard touchdown for Pierce City. Breaking out of the huddle, wide receiver out to the far side, single back. In motion is Krobaker again. Looking to pass, though, on a play-action pass is Gensler. He's passing to Parks. Parks dives back for the ball as it was short. And I think it's incomplete. Yes, it's incomplete. Couldn't make that diving catch as he had to come back for it. Throw was a little short there. So it's going to be a third and about seven, third and nine, actually, from the 26-yard line for the Eagles. Gensler's coming in with the play call for the sideline. Breaking the huddle. Have a wide receiver out to the far side, single back and quarterback under center. They don't change too much. Doesn't even matter the situation. Krobaker in motion. Handoff up the middle. And magic's not going to happen that time as it's a short game of about three. So it's fourth down and about six from the 29-yard line. Looks like the Eagles are going to punt. So Leighton Mack, number 23, will be on the kick. Number two, Bryson Jordan. Number one, Jordan Arthur, back to receive and return for the Tigers. And it's a fake punt. Mack on his way around the left side of the field. I was leery of that earlier. They tried to go for it on fourth quite a bit, just not out of a punt formation, but that was the next step. They haven't decided. They just did. First down Eagles on a fake punt. He got just enough, and I mean just enough. So first and 10 from the 36, 8:15 and counting down. Eagles trailing 36-29. Tiger defense looking to stand tall here, get a turnover or a stop, and get the ball back to their offense. Wide receiver to the near side out here, single back. Wide receiver on the other side as well. Hand off up the middle to Salazar. And a short gain, maybe about 3 yards.
Picks up a couple of yards on the carry.
Second down. And about eight. Mason Dodson on the stop.
Second and seven to go.
Think of the Tigers just watch Salazar. That's the only person that's really hurt him tonight, so just keep an eye on him, focus on him, and should be good. Eagles are slow to the line. Looks like they don't know what they're doing. Might be a little bit of confusion there. Same formation, wide receiver either side, single back, quarterback under center. He's looking to pass, drops back, quick pass, and a diving interception attempt by Jordan Arthur. He didn't come up with it, but at least he broke up the pass. That would have been a pretty interesting catch there. That would have been a highlight reel right there. But the deflection makes it third down and eight from the 39-yard line for the Eagles. Tigers need to stand tall and be watchful of a fourth down attempt again in case we get to there. Eagles are taking their time in the huddle. They don't have the play clock going, so I don't know how much time is left on the play clock, but I hope the referees do. Two backs, I formation, motion, hand off up the middle to Salazar. Got a small gain of about three. So that makes it fourth down and four from the 41-yard line. John Jordan and Malachi Morgan on the stop. Substitutions for the Tigers. He's going to have to hustle. to not get a penalty. Three wide receivers to the near side, quarterback in pistol formation with a running back behind him. Wide receiver to the far side as well. So four wide receivers, trips to one side. Quarterback in pistol, takes the snap. He's looking to pass immediately. He's under pressure already. He's taking off and running. He's got the first down and more. And he's pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 20, probably. Seago was able to push him out of bounds finally from a defensive line position. So he tracked him pretty well and pursued him pretty well. We're at the 45 in Tiger territory. Tight formation, one running back in the backfield, quarterback under center. Takes a snap. Not sure if that was designed, but he didn't hand it off. He took it for a run, and he gained maybe 1 yard.
Number six again with the keeper. Able to get just past the line of scrimmage. Short gain, second down, 9 to go.
Sure, John Jordan was there on the tackle. And another official timeout for a water break. So we'll take a break as well. Back in 1 minute here on KSBQ, Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. And that's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I will help make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back to the action here in Pierce City. The Eagles are trying out some new formations. Instead of being under center with a single back, they did a pistol formation with the running back in the backfield and attempted a deep pass. It was incomplete off the hands of the receiver. They're going in hurry-up formation now. Hurry-up offense. Pistol formation, still two wide receivers to the near side. Three wide receivers to the near side, a wide receiver out to the far side, and a running back behind the quarterback. Flag on the play. And it's going to be on the Tigers. So offsides, I assume. Still trips to the near side, one wide receiver to the right side, pistol formation, running back behind the quarterback. Didn't snap it, looking to the sideline. Takes a snap, looking to pass right away. Screen complete to number 10, Krillbaker, and he is going to the house. He dove in. Probably didn't need to, but he scores. Krillbaker has two touchdowns on the night with a kickoff return and now a screen pass. That was a 39-yard touchdown pass there. Wide receiver screen out of pistol formation and the trips formation. Pierce City is in their interesting formation for extra points to see if they're going to go for two or not. Doesn't look like it. With the extra point here, in a normal PAT attempt, it'll be a 36-36 game if he makes it. So Leighton Mack, number 23, on to attempt the point after for the Eagles. Snap is good. And it's good. So it's 36-36 with 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. We have a tie game. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94 for the kickoff.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
It's been a game here in Pierce City so far. It's tied 36-36. We have about 5 minutes left and 42 seconds in this fourth quarter. Tigers are on the return. Looks like MJ Morgan on the return, trying to find somewhere to go. Trying to be shifty and not sure. Pierce City seems to think he fumbled and they recovered it, and it's theirs. No call from the referees. Waiting to see. Everyone anxiously waiting to see. They've got everyone up off the pile. Houston football. So 5 minutes and 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Or in regulation, depending on how everything works out. We have a 36-36 game. I'm not quite sure that this is what anyone expected heading into this week one contest. Pierce City was 2-7 last year, and Houston was 4-6, but most of their contests were much closer than what Pierce City had. Houston offense, one wide receiver to the near side, two running backs on either side of DJ Riley, the quarterback. Seago in motion. They hand off to Arthur out of the backfield, and he is stopped immediately. So it'll be second down. Not much of a gain there, if any. Second down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Clock running down, nearing 5 minutes left in the game. Riley waiting to get the signal from the sideline, heading into the huddle. Wide receiver to the far side. In the near side, one on either side. A little bit of confusion on the formation. Everybody's trying to get where they need to go. Riley takes the snap, hands off to Arthur on a designed run around the right side. Cut up the middle. He got north and south. Good gain there on second down. Gain of about 7, I'd say. So third down. And about 5 from the 40-yard line. Creeping there 4 minutes to play. Wide receivers, two to the near side. One running back is Seago to the right of DJ Riley, and a running back or a wide receiver to the far side. I believe they tried the freeze play. Didn't work this time. Riley looks to the sideline to see the call. Takes the snap, looking to pass. And he's airing it out for Arthur. And Corton Parks almost made an amazing catch with looking behind him to catch an interception there. So it is 4th and 5 from the 40-yard line. Houston's going to punt, or so it seems, as they bring out their punt team. Corton Parks, number 1, and number 4, Landon Stansfield. On to return, or back to return, for the Eagles. With the incomplete pass, the clock stopped at 4 minutes. That's exactly what we have left in this game. Fernando Rosales is on to punt for the Tigers. And it is a legitimate punt. A really good punt. He kicked that thing. And he's got a nice roll. Park picked it up inside the 10-yard line. He's looking for room. And a host of Tigers got him. He got out to about the 13 or 14 yard line. So he probably returned that for a gain of around 7. He was inside the 10 yard line when he picked it up. A great punt by Rosales and a decent roll on it. It went over the head of Parks, and he had to retreat to get it. Tigers are on defense, need to get a stop here as we are tied at 36, and we have 3:47 to go in regulation. The Eagles are starting their drive at the 15-yard line, first and 10. One wide receiver to the far side. One running back in the backfield, and quarterback under center. No motion. Quarterback takes a snap. Hands off up the middle to Salazar. He's pushing his way, trying to get as much as he can. Decent gain there. Gain of about 6 there, I'd say. So second down and 4 for the Eagles as they start this drive from their 15-yard line. Clock ticking down to around 3 minutes left. Eagles are in no hurry to do much. Probably looking to chew clock as much as they can. Two wide receivers to the near side. Quarterback under center. Takes a snap. Hand off up the middle to Salazar. He's running around the right side. And he got a first down after a gain of about 10. First down for the Eagles. They'll continue the drive from about the 31-yard line. Just under 3 minutes to go in regulation. Running or wide receiver to the far side, quarterback under center, and swing backs. Krobaker was in motion, fumbled the snap, and Houston recovered. Boy, that's number 10 with the recovery. Aaron McCarthy, I believe, with that recovery, he picked it up. He almost didn't know what he was gifted for a second and was surprised he had it. Returned it for a little bit of a gain, and the Tigers have possession of the ball. Inside Eagle territory, close to the 20-yard line, with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. That was a gift for the Tigers. The Eagles have gotten lucky multiple times tonight, and that's just the Tigers getting their own luck right there. They're going to start this drive from the 17-yard line. Split back formation with a and shotgun with a running back on either side. Riley takes a snap, hands off to Braden Richardson. He got a short gain. Maybe 1 yard there. So it's going to be second down. And 9 from the 16-yard line. We're about under 2 minutes to go. Seago's going out wide. Two wide receivers to the near side. Riley in shotgun formation in the backfield by himself. Arthur in motion. He takes the handoff and doesn't gain much either on that play as he's met by a host of Eagles. Can't pick out which ones are over there. Two, Carson Jesperson at least. And number 10, Makai Krillbaker. Third and 5 with under a minute and a half to go. I think the Tigers are fine with running out the clock here and maybe trying for a field goal to win. Split back formation, wide receiver to the far side, a running back on either side of Riley. Tried the freeze play, didn't get the call. Looking to the sideline to change the play. And a flag.
Flag on the play. Delay a game call against Houston.
Delay a game against Houston. Not really. I myself do not understand how they can call a delay game on either team at this point when there's not a play clock going. I don't. At least I don't see a play clock. I see where they have them where they should be, but they are not operational at this moment. So not sure how that works. So the Tigers are back to the 17 where they started, 3rd and 10. Three wide receivers to the far side. Seago to the right of Riley. Takes the handoff. He broke a tackle, and he ran over a defender. And I mean literally ran over the defender. He is slow to get up. And he's getting up now. It was number 5, Dylan Krillbaker. So good to see him up. It took him a little bit to get up. Probably just a stinger, I'd say, because he's jogging off the field now. Maybe the wind got knocked out of him. He's jogging off under his own power, so that's good to see. Back to resuming play. It's first down, so that was a great run by Seago there. Arthur in motion, tackled immediately. So no gain on the play. We're under a minute to play, 41 seconds to go and counting. Houston's trying to figure out what to do. They're huddling up. 30 seconds to go. Split back formation. Riley is looking for the call. And timeout Tigers with 28.4 seconds to go in a tie game. 36-36 here. Crazy ending to this game. We'll be back in 30 seconds to continue figure out the end of this game on your home of Houston Tiger football, Q94.
Let the power of the horse work for you. Available 24/7 online or in locations across 42 cities in South Central Missouri and North Central Arkansas. The Ozark Horse Trader is working for you. From local classifieds to local business advertising, a large variety of products and services that keep moving forward. The Ozark Horse Trader, always free for over 50 years. Pick one up today.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, 26.4 seconds to go. Tie game at 36. Houston is at 2nd and goal on the 6-yard line. And fumble by Houston, recovered by Pierce City. With 21 seconds left, Houston was at the 6-yard line and fumbled. Pierce City has the ball at their own 6-yard line. So the Tigers just can't let anyone get behind them. No big plays, and we'll go into overtime. Actually, it looks like Pierce City is just going to take a knee, and they want to go into overtime. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Clock is running under 15 seconds. It's 36-36. And that's the end of regulation. So we are headed to overtime as Houston fumbled on the 6-yard line with under 20 seconds to go. Pierce City recovered, and we are tied at 36, so we have to figure out a way of who's going to win and who's going to go home sad. We'll be back here in 1 minute to figure out who is going to come out victorious on it. Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Well, we're in Pierce City as the Tigers have traveled over here to face the Eagles in a week one competition for the 2024 season. I don't think this is how anyone would have written the story or anything like that. Houston, I believe, was highly favored to win this game, and now we're heading into overtime tied at 36. Beginning, it was a tale of two quarters as Houston scored two touchdowns in the first quarter and missed an extra point in a two-point conversion, so they had 12. And then in the second quarter, leading 12-0, Pierce City responded after a Houston score with a kickoff return for a touchdown, and an extra point was good. Then they had a 41-yard touchdown run by Evan Salazar, and then a successful two-point conversion, even though it was supposed to be an extra point. The snap was bobbled, and Dylan Krillbaker somehow maneuvered his way in for a two-point conversion, and they took the lead 15-12. And at halftime, it was 22-12 because a pass somehow found its way into Kason Jesperson's hands through the hands of two Houston defenders. Then, in the second half, Houston responded by taking the opening kickoff and drove down the field with a touchdown and a two-point conversion to make it 22-20. Coach Sloan was asking someone something, not sure what it was, over in the stands. So that had my attention for a second. Then they traded blows with a 70-yard touchdown run by the Eagles with Evan Salazar, and a 53-yard touchdown pass from D.J. Riley to Malachi Morgan, which is a beautiful one-handed grab by Morgan, and he rumbled and bumbled his way down as he broke a tackle. And then that made it 36-29, and then the Eagles scored once again and kicked an extra point to make it 36-36. We're waiting to resume play here and start overtime. I believe we're waiting for the captains to go out. Yes, and they're doing that now. So Malachi Morgan, DJ Riley, Bryson Jordan, and Lane Sego head out with Coach Sloan over to, well, actually just Malachi Morgan with Coach Sloan. The other three stand near each other. There's a discussion for, I assume, the coin toss. I haven't brushed up on my overtime rules of high school football. I've been involved in a couple overtime games during a playing career, but things have changed since then, as it's been a little bit. I believe each team will get a possession. I think it's somewhat like college, where they start at the 25-yard line and have what would be an offensive possession. Still a discussion going on. So we'll see what happens with that. Evan Salazar has had a night for the Eagles. He's been their playmaker. Going into the game, I believed it would have been Horton Parks, their all-conference wide receiver, but Salazar is looking like an all-conference running back. If he doesn't have over 200 yards, he's very close, and I believe he has two touchdowns, and he has broken a 41-yard run for a touchdown and a 70-yard run for a touchdown. And then Houston has had their own share of big plays with the 53-yard touchdown pass. And passing for that. Still taking a discussion. Not sure what's going on, if we're doing a coin toss. Wonder if coaches are concerned about the play clock as well, with my concern as there isn't one. as those delay of game penalties have hurt both teams tonight. Seems to be a long discussion going on, and now Coach Sloan and both coaches are headed back to their respective sidelines. So Houston won the toss, and they have deferred. So Eagles will have the ball. We'll see if it's an actual kickoff or just starting at the 25-yard line. Houston will be on defense to begin, though. Much to the same way as we started the game. There's been no time put back on the clock. So I assume it is like college, and that's what it seems to be. No time on the clock. Pierce City has the ball at the 25-yard line, so they get an offensive possession to start at the 25-yard line. Houston has the opportunity to stop them. And no matter what, Houston will have an offensive possession, I believe, as well. Brobaker in motion, handoff to Salazar to the right. Short gain, about one or two probably. Second down and about eight from the 23-yard line. Waiting for the play call to come in. Brock Olivier brought it in from the sideline. Eagles slow to the line. Wide receiver out wide. Quarterback under center. One running back behind. Brobaker in motion to the right. Quarterback looking to pass after a play action pass. Off the hands of Kason Jesperson. Had to have been a one-handed catch. That makes it third down. And nine from the 24-yard line. At this point, you have to go for it on fourth down, no matter the yardage. Leighton Mack brings in the call from the sideline for the Eagles. Waiting to break the huddle. Oh, Mack was just a substitution. Quarterback Eli Gensler is bringing in the call. Low to the line once again. Two wide receivers to the wide side with a running back behind in pistol formation and a swing back. Take the snap. Gensler's looking to pass. Deep ball in the end zone. Incomplete. Well, either they're going to call pass interference on the Tigers. Was not needed. It wasn't going to be caught either way. Waiting to see what the call is going to be. It is pass interference on the Tigers.
Pass interference call goes against Houston.
So that will give Pierce City a new set of downs, I believe. Or are they going to? They may be replaying the down. No, there. It is a new set of downs for the Eagles with the defensive pass interference call. Gensler brings in the call from the sideline. This is first and 10 from the 12-yard line. Wide receiver to the near side. Under center. Gensler is with Brobaker in motion and Salazar at the middle. He is met immediately by number 10 for the Tigers, Aaron McCarthy, and Mason Dobson. Aaron McCarthy, he's listed as a linebacker. He's very quick, even for his size and ease. He's all around the field. He's listed at 5'6", 160. Wide receiver to the near side. Motion is Krillbaker. Looking to pass is Gensler. And incomplete pass outside the reach of his intended target. Not quite sure who that intended target was. Looks like it might have been number two. Or is that? That might have been Salazar, number nine. So back to third and 10 for the Eagles. from the 12-yard line. We're in overtime, so there's no time to tell you on the clock. It's tied at 36. We don't have a play clock. They're in a tight formation with one wide receiver out to the far side, running back in motion. Hand off of the middle to Salazar. Nowhere to go for him. Great defensive stop here by the Tigers. I think that's Aaron McCarthy again. And Braden Richardson, number 22.
Number 10, Aaron McCarthy.
So the Eagles, you have to go for it. Fourth and 10 from the 12-yard line. Actually, the Eagles are going to trust their defense. They're going to attempt a field goal. So this would be about a 27-yard field goal, I believe. Kick is up. And it is good. Leighton Mack with about a 27-yard field goal, I believe. That makes it 39-36. Great defensive stop by the Tigers there. And they will be on offense next. So we'll be back for their offensive possession in 30 seconds here on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Honey, what is that?
What? I don't see anything.
That spot in your recliner. And look, there's another stain. And how did you tear this hole in the seat?
I don't know. I get a little excited when I'm watching the games.
Well, it's time to replace it with a new one from Crowley's Homeworks. This one is embarrassing. You're getting a new one before the next game.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Pierce City, we're in overtime. Eagles kick the field goal to make it 39-36. Houston has their offensive possession starting at the 25-yard line. If they score a touchdown here, it's over and they win. They're in shotgun formation with a wide receiver on either side. Arthur in motion. He takes the handoff. He's looking to pass. Trick play. Wide open. Touchdown pass to Jordan. And Tigers win. Beautiful trick play. Tigers win 42-39. Arthur went in motion, took the handoff, and everyone keyed on him and left Bryson Jordan wide open in the end zone. All he had to do was not drop it. What a game. Tigers win 1-0 on the season, 42-39. Elation for the Tigers. Heartbreak for the Eagles. What a game to start the 2024 campaign for the Tigers. Jordan Arthur doing it all for the Tigers as well. Touchdown pass. He had a rushing touchdown. But a team effort here. Malachi Morgan had a big role. DJ Riley. Lane Sego. The linemen up front. All of it. We'll be back here in a minute on Q94 to recap.
Let the power of the horse go to work for you.
Need it, want it, buy it, sell it, the Ozark Horse Trader.
From our service guide, handyman work, painting, stump grinding, electrical, fencing, cleaning, and so much more.
To pets and livestock, recreational vehicles, truck and auto, and pretty much everything under the sun. Pick one up today.
The Ozark Horse Trader has it. Always free for over 50 years.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements.
It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Here in Pierce City, what a game for the Houston Tigers as they kick off the 2024 campaign. They were pretty much a lock or unanimous choice to win the game, so you would have thought it would have been a bigger gap. They had a nice lead at the end of the first quarter, 12-0. It was a 12-2 quarters to begin the game. And then at Pierce City, with Evan Salazar and his big game, he had to have over 200 yards rushing. Responded back in the second quarter, so Houston had the first quarter, 12-0, and then Pierce City responds, scoring 22 unanswered and taking a lead into halftime, 22-12. After halftime, Houston received the ball, went down the field, scored a touchdown, had a two-point conversion, made it 22-20. They scored again, making it 28-20 after another two-point conversion. Then Pierce City responded, and it was just a back and forth in the third and fourth quarter, with Pierce City taking a lead 29-28, and Houston responding, leading 36-29. Houston had a chance with the ball on the 6-yard line with under 20 seconds left, as they were tied at 36 to win. They fumbled, and Pierce City decided to go into overtime. Houston's defense stood tall in overtime and forced Pierce City to either go for it on fourth down or kick a field goal. They kicked a field goal. It was about 27 yards, I believe, and it was good, making it 39-36, and Houston only needed one play in overtime to seal the deal with a trick play, handing it off to Jordan Arthur and then him passing it to his buddy Bryson Jordan for the touchdown and a walk-off win, if you can call it that, in football. So Houston wins in week one with a exhilarating game, winning 42-39 on a walk-off win in overtime. So good night. I am Curtis Ballou. Have a good night from here in Pierce City. We'll see you here next week in Houston as the Tigers will host the Springfield Catholic Fighting Irish. Good night from Pierce City.